Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration again this morning or today. Lord's blessing on you. And yeah, I'd like to get into speaking about a little bit of, again, of the, a little bit of review of what we had covered these past days. And to look at how what this plan of God was and how it has come about. We read chapter 1 and 2 of Luke, and we saw how the angel appeared three times and declared the glad tidings, as they put it, and it was supposed to be a very joyful news that the angel brought the three times, and then the last, especially to the shepherds, it was a great news for them, and they were very rejoiced, and they went and looked and saw that everything the angel said was true. And so the Lord Jesus was born, and we think we ended where he was 12 years old, and it said that he grew in both in wisdom and knowledge and in stature, and he was in favor with men, with God and men and man. So that was a great testimony of the Lord Jesus. And so I was thinking I was going over that and thinking how it is that what it is that made the Lord God put this plan in motion. It was a plan that he put in motion way in the beginning. And how it just, you know, when we read the scriptures, we see how it all evolved and just how Jesus was, well, came on the earth and became like us, and but yet he had so much love for the Father that he was obedient, and he had so much love for the sinners, and he was willing to go through all that suffering, and then the death, and the crucifixion, and he was resurrected, and he completed that task that the Lord God, the Father, had sent him to do. And I know the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, they both speak about charity, and I don't know that we all understand it. I know for myself, I do not completely understand what this charity that the Lord, that God had, the love that the Lord has for us, how it's very different from, I think, from the kind of love that most people in the world would think about when you talk about charity or love. It's not very understood. So I thought I'd just read a little bit here in 1 Corinthians, where the Apostle Paul was speaking about in chapter 12 of all the spiritual gifts that we should desire to have. And then he ends that chapter by saying that, he says, "But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." That was the last verse in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. And then in chapter 13, he begins by saying, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." So in my understanding, he, the more excellent way that he was speaking of was to have charity. We can have all the gifts there are, but if we do not have charity, then it doesn't really help us anything. It does not please God. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It's not so powerful as it would be when it's when it also is everything is done in charity or in love. And so he goes through and says several things here of what it means to if we don't have charity. He says in verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And in, so then it goes on, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So we're told, you know, he says that the things that he could do, but if he didn't have charity, it means nothing. And then he goes on to tell us what charity is and what charity does and what it doesn't. So it's a lot that is put in there about how what a person is when he has charity. And I think in so much of that is just simply having God's love in us. And when that is, when the love of God is in us, it's the only way that we can be like this. These verses that describe charity, that it suffers long, it is kind, it doesn't envy, it doesn't boast itself, it's not puffed up, and doesn't seek its own, it's not easily provoked, and it thinks no evil. It bears all things, it believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity never fails, it says. And it's such a description of a really almost perfection. And that's what we are, that's what the Bible tells us, or that's what we're admonished to do, is to be like God, to be the reflection of God, and that's done by how we love. So I pray that that can be an encouragement, and that's what we would seek, that like the Apostle Paul, that's the more excellent way is to have charity. And I hope that that can be an encouragement, and that we can have that as our guide for today. So the Lord bless you, and just wanted to mention again about that we have a Bible study that you're welcome to join. It's at Saturday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Eastern, and You can join by going by calling 857-216-6700, and the ID number is 525-819. So God bless your day. Bye.